God speaks to us through the Scriptures. If we boil down what the message is of this homily series, it is that God speaks to us through the Scriptures, through the Bible. Last week we saw in our first discussion, perhaps removing some of the obstacles that stand in our way of really engaging God, listening to God in sacred Scripture. Well, do you remember the first one? That the Bible is merely for academics, merely for professionals, professors, religious priests. That is absolutely not true. The Bible is for each one of us. Jesus wants to have a relationship with each one of us, and we learn that through Scripture. The second was that the Bible is merely a dead document, something written 2,000 years ago and has no input for us today. Once again, not true. The Holy Spirit is alive. Jesus is alive, and through the Scriptures we come to know Him. It is through the Scriptures that we know Christ. My friends, after we have removed these obstacles, after we recognize that these obstacles are not real, we must go into Scripture understanding that the Holy Spirit speaks to us. We hear in our gospel today about Jesus being the Good Shepherd. And my friends, the Holy Spirit is the voice of the Good Shepherd, the guidance of the Good Shepherd speaking to us today. We recognize every time we enter into Scripture, or we should recognize, every time we read the Bible, any message that jumps out at us, we must always remember that each of us are beloved sons and daughters of God, and that the Good Shepherd has laid down His life for each of us. No matter what the passage, no matter what things we encounter in Scripture, the Holy Spirit speaks to us the message of the Good Shepherd, that He lays down His life for each one of us, and through His power raises us up as He was raised on the third day. But my friends, one of the questions that can come immediately out to us, and something that Father Jim and I kind of skimmed over a little bit last week, was how do we pray with Scripture? How do we do this? Well, the first question, I think, even before that, is how do we read the Bible? How do we read the Bible? This is my Bible, old and worn. And the first thing I would say to anyone wanting to know how to read the Bible is kind of a counterintuitive statement. I would say, if you want to begin, don't begin at the beginning. Don't start with Genesis 1. My friends, the Bible is divided into two sections. First section is the Old Testament. It goes from the creation of the world all the way up to Jesus. The second half of the Bible is called the New Testament. And it is there that we encounter Jesus. We hear of His birth into the world. We hear of His life, death, and resurrection, and then establishing the church to go out and preach the gospel to all the world. In fact, it's really interesting to look at the size of these two sections of the Bible. We just look here. This big section is the Old Testament. All of the parts of the Bible that can be sometimes confusing to us. We hear in our readings, and these are often the passages that are confusing to us. We must start with the New Testament. We must start with Jesus, especially the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The Gospels are what tell us about the life of Jesus. So my friends, if I were to tell you one thing, start with the Gospels. Read the life of Jesus all the way through. Get a sense of how He lived. Who was this man? God, who came to earth. So that answers maybe the first question. How do we read the Bible? But let's push a little deeper, shall we? To a second question. How do we pray with the Bible? So this is my Bible. Father Jim and I have included in the bulletin two methods about how to pray with Scripture. And the first method that Father Jim has spoken about in his masses during this weekend is called Lectio Divina. Lectio Divina is a word that literally means divine reading. And what it is you go through it, you go through a passage of Scripture, perhaps an image in the life of Christ, and if a word or phrase jumps out at you, you stay with that one word, and you pray with it, and you ask the Holy Spirit, what are you speaking to me? Why does this stand out to me? But the second method is the method I would like to focus on today. And this method is what what I like to call entering into Scripture. It was a method kind of discovered or created by St. Ignatius of Loyola. And I want to go through a passage of Scripture that's near and dear to me, a passage that has spoken to me many times. So my friends, this method of praying with Scripture is to enter a passage, to imagine ourselves within a scene of Scripture, often in the life of Christ. So what I'd like you to do is close your eyes and go through a prayer practice with me, to practice here at Mass so that you can take this home and pray with your own Bibles. So let us all close our eyes. The first thing we do whenever we enter into prayer is ask the Holy Spirit to come upon us. So come, Holy Spirit, come into our hearts and minds. Allow us to see and hear and understand the things you wish to say to us, the message of the Good Shepherd. Come, Holy Spirit. And then we read the passage. And my friends, use your imagination. This is going to be the passage of Jesus walking on the water and Peter walking on the water to him. Imagine what the boat looks like. Imagine how dark it is in the middle of the night when this storm is raging, how cold you are in the middle of the storm. Imagine the wind rushing by you. Imagine how terrified you are to be so close to death. And yet you see Jesus on the water, and you, like St. Peter, ask to go out to him. At the third watch of the night, Jesus came to them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out for fear. But immediately he spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I. Have no fear." And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, bid me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got up out of the boat and walked on the water, and Jesus came to him. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." My friends, you can open your eyes. How visual did you make your picture? Did you see the boat? Did you see that scene? I will often go through the Scripture once, read it through, just get a sense of the story. Then I'll read it again and create this world in my imagination to kind of fill up with what the Holy Spirit wants to say to me. And then the third time through is when I really ask the Holy Spirit to come, speak to me. What are the words you want me to hear, Lord? What reflection in this gospel passage do you want me to reflect on? For many of us, this passage has so much we could say about dependence on the Lord, about how he lifts us up, even in the midst of our doubts. A couple years ago, I was reading this passage, and something amazing happened as I read through it maybe a fourth time. Suddenly, in the middle of the passage, right when Peter is getting ready to go out of the boat, and I saw myself as St. Peter, the passage stopped. The Lord said, "Stop here." And in my imagination, I saw myself in the boat with a rope in my hand. Ropes are part of what it is to pilot a ship. And in order for me to walk to Jesus, I had to put down that rope, put down that sense of comfort and security, and move forward. Now, in that time, this was maybe 5 years ago, it was so easy for me to put down the rope. And I got out and I walked out onto the water as St. Peter did. And what's interesting, I couldn't see our Lord. In my imagination, I could not see him, but I knew he was there. Even in the midst of the storm, I knew that he was right there next to me. It was beautiful. It was a wonderful reflection that the Holy Spirit was speaking to me. And it's funny, the priest that I talked to afterwards said, "So you're saying you put down the rope?" I said, "Yes, I did." And he said, "Most people wouldn't. Most people wouldn't. I didn't really understand that at the time. My friends, I have an interesting reflection for you today. So as I was getting ready to preach this homily to you, I was going over the scripture passage, praying with it again, and my mind immediately went back to holding that rope. And the Lord asked me, "Are you going to put it down this time?" And I hesitated. There are things happening in my own life today, right now, that I really don't want to let go of the rope. I really don't want to surrender. I don't want to be vulnerable with God. I don't want to risk for Him. And I had to really pray over it and say, "Lord, I will surrender this to You." And I did. And I did. But it was hard. And I saw myself change and grow from that 5 years ago point of praying over this until now. Why do I tell you this? I tell you this for the mere fact that the Lord speaks to us in Scripture. He spoke to me, still speaks to me, that I'm going to go to this passage today in order to pray over the rope that I need to let go of, the comfort and security that I need to let go of, in order to walk with the Lord, to walk on the sea. And my friends, isn't it so often that we feel like we're walking on the water, that the Lord is carrying us in the midst of the sea? Jesus speaks to us in Scripture, speaks to us now, today. Why do we pray with Scripture? We pray with Scripture because in praying with it, our hearts are changed. And I can tell you that my heart has changed so many times by entering the Word of God. But as I leave you with this reflection, I want to encourage you one thing. Always remember the words of the Good Shepherd that are spoken to us, that whatever the passage we pray with, whatever we read in the Bible, always just remember that the Holy Spirit speaks to us. We are never alone in reading Scripture. And that we know that we are beloved children of God. And that Jesus has laid down His life for each one of us. This is the message we should always have in the back of our minds as we read sacred Scripture. This is how Scripture changes our lives and changes the world. This is the encouragement of sacred Scripture. This is our hope, brothers and sisters.